Live from Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruriak. Last year was the worst on record for wildfires in California. In fact, 6 months ago today, the Camp Fire started in Butte County. And you probably know that one became California's deadliest wildfire on record, the sixth deadliest in the country. So we're all wondering, what's this year going to bring? And CAL FIRE tells us be aware, prepare. And CAL FIRE's new director, Chief Tom Porter, is joining me in the studio for what is our first conversation in this 2019 wildfire season. And the first for us with you as director. Welcome.
Thank you, Beth. It's wonderful to be here and talking about these issues. This is Wildfire Preparedness Week. It's a perfect time for us to have our first meeting.
I don't like to be someone who sounds an alarm or scares people, but the reality is that this is frightening. After what happened last year and what we know, this is a terrifying time in California history.
It really is. And we can go back even to 2017, which was at the time the worst wildfire year in history for CAL FIRE, for California. And we thought that was as bad as it was going to get. Unfortunately, 2018 really dwarfed that. Just in structure count alone, 10,000 structures burned in fires in 2017, over 20,000 in 2018.
So after what last year was, and in this new job that you have as director, even though in a moment we'll explain you're not new at all to this arena of firefighting, what do people ask you or talk to you about most often?
Most often it's how can we stop this? How can we turn the trend that we've been seeing? And it's a really hard question to field because there is no one answer. The answer to that question is multifaceted. It has to do with the structural environment where our homes and subdivisions and communities are. It has to do with the interface lands that are between those and the wildlands. I'll call those further out, and the forests, and really developing a resilient system of all of these things that can withstand wildfire.
So, Chief, when people ask you that question, do you hear it as them saying, how do we stop the fires that are going to start, or how do we stop the fires from beginning in the first place? Because I think the emphasis on that question has changed a lot just in the last couple of years.
It really has, and we've really emphasized fire prevention in the recent years, and we're still having big fires. I think what everybody needs to understand is that California is a fire-prone geography, end-to-end, top-to-bottom. It really is. Every single acre in California that can burn will burn someday. It just depends on the conditions.
You mean that without climate change or without urban development? You mean just as it sits, this piece of geography in the world is going to burn?
It is, yes. And it has for thousands of years. And what we're seeing now with climate change, and I thank you for bringing that up, is an acceleration of that. And fuels, the vegetative fuels that are much drier than they normally would be throughout the year, and that is making fires very hard to control, as well as the amount of development that we've had out into those areas.
Let's say a bit about your background, because your career spans 30 years, but not all of that is with CAL FIRE. And I think a piece of your career is important to understand how you look at the fire picture.
No, I appreciate that. And I really have, I went to Berkeley for forestry school, I have forestry background that spans from Washington State to Oregon and then here in Northern California. I actually lived in and worked in Nevada City for about 7 years. And then I came to CAL FIRE, and I've been with CAL FIRE for a little over 20 years. I really pivoted my forestry education into fire. And I've spent all of my time with CAL FIRE dealing with large and damaging fires. I was in Southern California during the early 2000s when we had the beetle epidemic and the dead trees, and then the large fires, Cedar Fire, and others. And so I really developed my background in large wildfire kind of management and then the fuels reduction piece of that needed to be done in order to ensure that we weren't going to have communities burning up in those fires.
After Chief Ken Pimlott announced his retirement as the director of CAL FIRE, you became the acting director. In the process of the confirmation hearings, you were asked about defensible space and you were asked about new weaponry and where does CAL FIRE go from here. And I believe in those hearings you'd said something like, there is no one silver bullet. There is not going to be one answer here. And the question I think that everybody wonders is there going to be an answer? Because there's a lot said about mega fires, these inferno fires being our new normal.
Yeah, and I think we do have to realize that the new normal is going to present more large fires. What we need to do is work toward being resilient toward those fires. We don't want those fires to burn up communities. We don't want them, for instance, paradise. We don't want them to burn up our natural resources and damage our watersheds. So the all of the above approach that we're really working toward is forest management, making sure that we have forests that are resilient to fire, because fire needs to go through those areas. It's a natural part of the ecosystem. And it's healthy for forests. The interface lands, we really need to do fuels work. We need to introduce fire where we can, but also do our own type of management of those vegetative fuels. And then we need to make sure that homes have defensible space, and that's the landowner's responsibility, and something we've been talking about all week for wildfire preparedness. But then we really need to, in earnest, encourage landowners to do their structure hardening and really get whole communities to have structures that are hardened to ember intrusion and those things that will burn a house down from very far away from an active fire just because those embers can enter into the building and start an attic fire, for instance.
You just mentioned fires, and there are some small fires already across the state, but you said controlled burns. That's happening, too, and it can be confusing right now. What's burning right now in California?
That's a great question, and what we need to do, and I need to do this, is educate the public that we are going to be putting smoke in the air in order to do these prescribed burns that are fuel reduction and healthy for the forest. So as we do that, we do make public notice, but people will note that there's smoke in the air sometimes and it doesn't show up as a fire on our webpage, for instance.
I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. About a week or so ago, there was smoke in the air around the Forest Hill area. I, like a lot of people, go to the CAL FIRE incident page, and I see right now there's a list of about 8. Mm-hmm. They're all under 200 acres, almost all 100% contained, nothing for Forest Hill.
And nothing in that location. That's because that was a prescribed burn. It could have been, and it could have been ours, or it could have been on the National Forest as well. So we're all trying to do these burns and trying to meet fuel reduction targets and trying to meet the 1 million acres between the federal government and the state, in state and private, in fuel reduction every year. To meet our forest carbon plan.
So we're just at the beginning.
We're just scratching the surface. This is going to be happening more and more in the future. We are at a point where we're starting to see wildfires. So you saw 8 just last night. We have one down in Kern County that is over 1,000 acres, and
that's the biggest of the year right now.
It's the biggest of the year just last night.
You're listening to CAL FIRE Director Chief Tom Porter. This is the 6-month anniversary of the start of the CAMP FIRE. Where were you last year when Paradise was burning?
I was here in Sacramento, and we were all at a meeting in Marin with all of the northern chiefs, and the fire broke that morning. We immediately scattered back to our jobs, and mine was to be back here in Sacramento at the Joint Command Center over with OES at Mather Field. And so I spent my time there helping to coordinate resource movement and answer some critical questions that were coming through our elected officials and others.
When were you most recently in Paradise?
I had the opportunity about 6 weeks ago to visit Paradise with Governor Newsom and also Director Ghilarducci from OES. We spent some time in a town hall meeting setting and then visited some school children that are still going to school up there, by the way, which is amazing because there isn't much of a community left up there. And I'm sure your listeners have heard this and many have seen for themselves. Paradise it was more or less demolished by this fire.
There are many, many questions I could ask you related to it. I am interested in how that fire changed the firefighter mindset, how it changed the inside of CAL FIRE going into this fire season, what difference it might make.
Yeah, that is a great question. And it really is an emotional one for all of us. There are things that happened on that fire that might have happened here and there in the past, but firefighter actions and decisions that had to be made at a moment's notice that aren't things that we train for. We train to be resilient and make decisions on the fly and get through situations. But there were some things that had to happen in order to save people's lives that were very difficult. Pushing cars, burning cars out of roads, for instance, with a bulldozer. And bulldozers don't do that. That's not something we train for, but that's something that needed to happen at the time. But what we have learned from Paradise is that even a community that did, by all accounts, everything right in preparation for this kind of a fire, the fire outstripped what the expectation was of the worst case scenario. That is the climate change effect. And so we're seeing things happening that are outside of even our worst case scenario planning. And so now we're going back and reviewing plans. We're going back and identifying where the most vulnerable elements of a community are, not just the community itself as a whole, but where are the people in the community that don't have vehicles? Where are the people that have young children that are not of school age, might be at home during when most of these fires occur in the early afternoon? Where are the people that really need the support to get out because of medical reasons or just mobility reasons? So that is where we've gone with the 45-day report that the Governor Newsom ordered me to put out, and that gave us the impetus to find the 35 projects that we are currently working on to protect over 200 of the most vulnerable communities, like I just mentioned, in California.
As part of that, the National Guard has been called in. It's the first time, I guess, that the Guard has trained hand crews to clear some of the areas before fire season. Are there some tools like that that you might wonder, wow, why has the National Guard never been involved before? We had to have such a disastrous season and tragedy before we're using some of the tools that are already available.
Yeah, and the National Guard has been a wonderful addition this year. It really, in order to utilize National Guard in this way, it required an emergency order. And so that's what's happened to make this possible. While the National Guard is always with us, they're not always able to join us in this part of the mission. Governor Newsom made that possible. So by making that possible, making this an emergency, we have been able to put together five joint crews. So the crews that are doing the work on the ground are joined by CAL FIRE firefighters and an overhead person, a captain, to make sure that they're meeting the objectives and doing the work appropriately and safe. And the thing that's different about this time, we've been doing this for several years in when we have wildfires. Mm. And we've been putting guard crews out doing wildfire work. This is different because we've trained the crew members to utilize chainsaws. And so they're actually cutting the brush and they're removing the fuels. And that it makes them much more effective and actually will make them more effective if we need them for firefighting later in the season.
I have two more questions I want to cover. Number one, what's number one, two, and three on the list for people getting ready for this fire season?
Number one is to actually realize that no matter where you are in California, wildfires can and will affect your life, whether it's evacuation, whether it's people coming to your community that have been evacuated. All of these things will have that effect to you. But ready, set, go. Utilizing our app, which you can get on any app store for iDevices or Android. Go there, look up CAL FIRE app, and you'll find that there's evacuation planning tools, there's emergency kit planning tools, there's structure hardening checklists that you can do, all interactive and defensible space as well. These tools also allow you to click on and watch videos of actually what we mean by these different things. It's a very handy tool. Just anybody can get it. It's a free app.
Lots of good visuals. It's very accessible, very easy to get to, very colorful. So the final question is the obvious one. What is this fire season looking like? There are lots of technologies, infrared pictures, a lot of weather models. All that said, I know there's a mystery, but what is the 2019 fire season looking like?
2019 is shaping up to be a very difficult fire season. Just seeing the change in fires now that the grass is starting to cure in areas of the state, growing quickly to over 1,000 acres, as we mentioned earlier or last evening. Grass makes fires very easy to start, and they carry quickly into the chaparral covered landscape and then into the forest. You've heard us for years saying, you know, oh, lots of rain, lots of grass, terrible fire season. Drought, no grass, but still terrible fire season. What we need to realize is that every fire year in California is going to be a difficult one for us. And climate change has made that even more extreme. So we are preparing, as you mentioned, we do have new tools that we're utilizing, remote sensing and these crews and additional arrangements with the National Guard and our partners. But every Californian needs to do their part. 95% of fires are started by human activity. Most of those are by accident. So be careful.
Director Porter, thank you so much.
Thank you,
I
Beth.
Know, and you know, this is the first of many conversations we'll have this year. So yeah. I appreciate having you in the studio, and we'll see what comes.
Thank you, Beth.
That is CAL FIRE's Director Chief Tom Porter. And I do want to point everyone, besides going to the CAL FIRE app, to our website at capradio.org/wildfires. There is comprehensive coverage. There's fire history and a really great visual of the history of California wildfires. So this is another good landing spot to keep you up to date and informed as we progress through fire season. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.